It's time to fire it up.
Why you gotta make me feel inferior? Because I'm on the grill, B.
From the chop.
Food for action.
To the gear.
It's 122,000 BTUs of char-broiling power.
To the drinks.
Drink some beers.
These guys have you covered.
We're just kicking back out here. Just having a barbecue.
This is the Grilling Guide.
That's it.
Hey, welcome. You're listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network, Michigan Talk Network, any network you want to talk about, we're on it. But anyway, thanks for tuning in. We appreciate it. We're teeing up the birthday party for Jethro. We're going to be this evening. If you don't have a ticket, I'm sorry about that. But
Sucks to suck.
Right. We're going to be all day. You're going to be having some brisket and some pulled pork that I've cooked overnight, and it'll be ready later this afternoon, and we'll be harvesting that and bringing it out to serve it all up, man. Can't wait. It's going to be fun. We're at the American Legion. If you got your ticket, you know where we are. If you don't have your ticket, as Bob said, just kind of sucks to suck. Sorry. But we can talk. We're going to talk a little bit more about it. Right, Bob?
That's right. Hey, welcome to the show. Thanks, Jop. I have a big announcement for you, buddy.
Okay.
Our little granddaughter came. Her name is Elwyn Adele.
Elwyn.
Yeah.
And not Evelyn, but Elwyn.
Elwyn, yeah.
Pretty.
And it's after, Adele is after my mom, Adeline. So
right.
We have another granddaughter, and she is just adorable, and everything went well.
Very cool.
Yeah, very,
very cool.
Very cool.
So this is granddaughter number five.
Yes.
Right? Wow. There's a, I don't know about those Nurmico boys, man. We got to get some male genes going in there.
Well, you know, Maureen and I had two girls first.
Yep. Yep. And your two daughters have had two girls first, and now your son's mm-hmm. got a girl first. Right. Yep. How cool. Very cool. That's good. So mom and baby are fine.
They're at home and happy, healthy.
Perfect.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
I got a funny story I'll tell you offline.
Okay. Yeah. Didn't involve a dirty coat, did it? No. Not so much. Nope. Was holding the baby. Everything was fine. But anyway, so what'd you do this week? Did you grill anything?
Well, I did. And I thought you might want to talk a little bit about the menu for tonight.
Oh, yeah. At the Jethro anniversary party, we're at Neil Fonger Legion Hall over on Wilson Avenue, just west of 196. And if you've got a ticket, we're looking forward to feeding you. And basically what we've done is I was up all night and most of the day today cooking about 50 pounds of brisket and about another 80 pounds of pulled pork. And we're going to have pulled pork and brisket. Mr. Sobey, thank you for your generous provision of that meat. And then we're going to have some of our bitchin' baked beans, which are smoked baked beans. And then, let me see, coleslaw. Going to make some coleslaw to do that. And then I think we got some Johnny Cake cornbread that we're doing. So it should be just good. All kinds of sauces. Hey, you know, I never give these guys love. And they've been a huge supporter of our show indirectly. There's a little bakery over on Fulton Street just east of Fuller called the Schnitzelbank. The Schnitzelbank Bakery. They go by the Schnitz Bakery. Okay.
Right.
I buy a Vienna roll over there. It's crusty on the outside and soft on the inside. They're wonderful for
kinda
pork
like
sandwiches. Yeah. 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 And, but anyway, if you make it to the, that's what,
see
what reminded
I,
me.
See what I did there, yeah. Conrad?
If you, if you make it to the event tonight, you'll eat some of those rolls because I got 30 dozen of those coming our way from those guys.
Nice.
So I'll be picking them up after the
they
show.
They are fantastic.
Yep. Yep.
And they're that's just a great little bakery for commercial bread like that.
Right. Yep.
And another one is Arnie's on Leonard. That's another gold mine.
Yeah. Yeah. These guys will do custom stuff, the Schnitz, and that's why I go there and they treat us right and they're good. But anyway, it's just a dinner roll, but it's not. Wait till you try it. You're gonna love it. But anyway,
well,
got all kinds of sauces.
This was a little turn of fortune for me. I didn't have to cook this time because I had to go to Detroit yesterday to Dearborn to an engagement party for Jordan's friend Yusuf, who's Lebanese,
yep.
And a big family that really throws down for weddings and engagement parties.
Okay.
It was unbelievable. I mean, at his brother's wedding, there were 850 people.
Wow.
Now, there were hundreds at this engagement party, but I think the wedding is going to be another 800, 900.
So what kind of food did you have down there?
What do you think?
Well, I think Lebanese probably, yeah. But I just wondered.
Only the best.
Yeah.
Yeah, Dearborn has a lot of great Middle Eastern food, so you can get literally anything. But yep. Yeah, they're a wonderful family, and of course, the coffee is strong.
Yeah.
So I drove home last night.
There you go. There
and you I go. Barely got any sleep.
Right.
Yeah. Because I'm a coffee pig.
Yeah, right. I enjoy it too. But you so like anyway, yours a lot stronger than I do.
The long and the short of it is, since I had to be gone, Jop stepped up and did a bulk of the cooking. I'm just going to be doing French fries tonight in the deep fryer. So I'll be the one that smells like a French fry.
I did get your goodies for your fries too. Do you want to share that, or are you going to just keep that as a secret?
We are going to do that in the next segment.
All right. All right, we'll hold that one back. You know,
keep your powder dry.
Sitting on the edge of your seat.
Keep your powder dry.
Right, yeah, right. Sitting on the edge of your seat about that one. But so this week we had cold and lots of wind this week, and I tried to grill a couple things, and I'm back to just advising everybody is you need a windbreak around your grill, and I had that tack, and it kept blowing out. It's just the wind is blowing 20 miles an hour, and I got it sitting on top of a picnic table.
Yep.
And I walked up to it, and twice it was blown out after I had thought I was in the middle of a cook.
Did the safety go on and it shut the gas off?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
good.
I didn't have any issues with that. But at the end of the day, you really need a shelter around your grill, especially this time of year. I mean, we had 20, 25 mile an hour winds. And it just, you know,
it's like running out of gas.
Yeah. and it was terrible because I had a few people over, as you always do, mm-hmm. and everybody, you know, everything else is ready, and I'm supposed to come in with the meat, and I went out to make my last flip on it, and it was like, oh, that's been out a while.
Well, I had something similar happen Sunday. The kids came over. Of course, Jordan and his wife, very pregnant at the time wife, and Alex and his girlfriend, and, of course, Olivia and Maureen, and so everybody's over, so I'm doing a bunch of – I'm cooking up the last of my ground beef.
Yep.
Because that cow will be here in a few weeks, right?
Right.
So I made these big, beautiful smash burgers and put them on – and I put some chicken breasts on my Cajun and
– that's a charcoal grill.
Yep. And I used briquettes that were Royal Oak briquettes. And one thing I – failed to, I guess, appreciate. I never use those. I save those for the big other grill. They don't throw the heat off. It took forever. So I was like 25 minutes late with the breasts
mm-hmm.
and 10, 15 minutes late with the burgers. I don't like briquettes.
Right.
It's not high enough.
And the opposite of that is the lump charcoal that Bob and I both use. It burns hotter. It burns with less ash. And it's just an all-around better product to cook with. And
you can bet your ash on that.
Yeah, and you can find it just about anywhere now. I would advise you to stay away from the stuff that comes from Mexico because they've got a tree down there.
Or South America.
That they make the charcoal out of, and it's got a real oily residue flavor on it.
I think it's cactus.
I don't know what it is, but buy the American-made stuff. Royal Oak is a good one. There's many out there that are good, but just buy one that's made in America, and it's made out of hardwood, not the stuff in Mexico.
There are a couple decent from Mexico, but there are plenty of bad. But the ones that I think are disgusting are from South America, and they actually coat your grill with this white powder inside.
Yeah.
So if it's doing that to your grill, it's doing that to your food. I don't know what it is.
Right. I don't know either. I don't think I've ever used any of that, but thank goodness.
Yeah, there's lots of good American lump charcoal. There's a website called The Naked Whiz.
Right.
And you can go on there and check out charcoal ratings. Now, you got to spell Whiz, W-H-I-Z, because the other site is going to be...
not where you want to be.
Freaky.
Yeah, not where you want to be. You only make that mistake once, right?
I thought I saw Conrad on that.
So throw me under the bus.
Yeah, right. How'd that feel? But anyway, coming up next, hey, I think you guys some of you are listening anyway, are probably going to Florida in the next couple of weeks. It seems like half of West Michigan is headed down to Florida for the spring break. And we're going to talk a little bit about the Florida Man from Cigar City Brewing. We're going to break that down as well. And then Bob's always good for a recipe on the beach. So we're going to cover one of those too. So you listen to Grilling Guys on Jethro and all those other stations. Stick with us. We'll be back.
Hey guys, Schmoes now has two locations, 2600 Patterson here in Grand Rapids and 109 West Mitchell in Petoskey now. So when you're up north, you can grab some Schmoes as well. Remember, you can get all your favorites, Bone Crusher, Hop Knocker, Treasure Chest, Amber Teas, Michigan Hands Pale Ale, and India Pale Ale, or one of our great root beers. Once again, that's Grand Rapids and Petoskey, engineering better Michigan beer.
Hi, this is Tim Sobey. Sobey Meats is an 11-year-old business on Remembrance Drive in Walker. We have high-quality custom meats, as well as seafood, produce, beer, and wine. Sobey Meats is proud to supply the barbecue enthusiasts with over 50 sauces, Kansas City and Memphis rubs, as well as barbecue supplies. Our meat counter is 60 feet long with 70 different homemade sausages. Check us out at SobeyMeats.com. That's SobeyMeats.com.
And now, back to the Grillin' Guys Show.
With the Grillin' Guys coming at you like a pit bull. We smoke butt, and it's a mittful. Shooting sauce on ribs is what men do. We like meat, and no tofu. With me and Chop, it never gets dull. The grill's so big, it's like a ship's hull.
Welcome back. You're listening to Grillin' Guys on the Grillin' Guys Talk Network. We're glad you're listening in. We spent a little bit of time in that first segment talking about the anniversary party. That's a big topic around here. Been cooking all night, and we're going to serve up some great food. If you don't have a ticket, it sucks to suck, as Bob says. But if you do, we're really looking forward to meeting you. Make sure that you stick your head in the kitchen, because Barbecue Bob and I will be in there serving up dinner, and we just want to say hi to all the listeners.
Well, and I don't know that I would even advise that, because that could be you know the layout better, but as soon as we're done serving, we're going to be out there with them anyway.
Well, yeah, but we're serving from 7 to 10.
I don't see that happening.
He told me. No. I said, Matt, the sales guy, said that everybody will come hungry. They sold out of food
last
year.
That's fine, but by 8 o'clock, the food will be gone.
You think you can get 200 people through there in an hour?
Well, yes. They got the bands and stuff. Yes, you eat first, then the entertainment.
I understand.
I'm not doing French fries till 10 o'clock at night.
Well, telling you, people, after they've been drinking, they might want a little munchie. You never know. But you're going to be doing it for a while, brother. I know that. Because
yeah, that's okay. They have three big commercial deep fryers.
Double baskets. Yep, I know. I've been in there. But we don't need to light all those up, because we're not going to have that many fries. But we'll get them going.
Make up your mind. We either have a lot to make or we don't.
I'm not talking about making it. I'm talking about serving it. We're going to have this little assembly line, and you got to feed 200 people. That's going to go quick.
I think we could just kind of do a little broadcasting of them, you know, and just
chuck them to the seagulls.
Right,
yeah. Exactly. I don't know. We got to plate all this stuff, too, so it'll be busy.
So these crack fries, I call them, because we used to have a place here that made something called crack fries, and they got all politically correct because somebody complained about promoting crack, which is, you know, I'm so sick of that crap. But
every plumber out of business in town?
Yeah. Anyway. I kind of made up my own version. I'm sure it's different because I haven't had one of theirs in several years, and I couldn't tell you what the profile was, but I tried to mimic it based on just my imagination, and I came up with something. And basically what I get is I go to Gordon's, and I get this garlic bread seasoning. I don't know what it's intended for, if they just put oil on the bread and then sprinkle this on to make it look like butter, but it's buttery.
Well, why don't you spread butter on the bread and then sprinkle this on top?
Well, I don't know how they normally use it, but I use this for a seasoning because it's buttery and garlicky. And then I take restaurant-grade black pepper, which is the bigger stuff, and then I take the dehydrated large container of Parmesan cheese. And I mix those about evenly, one third, and the result is fantastic. The Parmesan really kicks it. But then I learned recently that what crack fry's secret ingredient was sugar. Oh. So you want to add some sugar to that too. Those four ingredients will give you maybe not a crack fry, but a fry that will make you make twice as many fries as you would have.
Right. So you're going to do this. You're going to just fry them up bare. And then you're going to do all this seasoning on them after they're cooked, right?
Of course, yep.
Yep, exactly.
Like you would do fries.
Yeah.
You know, instead of putting salt on, I put this blend on.
Yeah.
Which is salty, buttery, Parmesan goodness.
Goody, sweetie. Yeah, all of those E's.
Well, and the funny thing is the boys over at Lost Art Brewery were the ones that told me that that they finally came out and said that sugar was the secret ingredient to those crack fries.
I see. Yeah, be good. So just regular white sugar or brown
sugar?
Yeah,
that's what I'm bringing.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Yep. So I got you all the rest of that stuff that you mentioned. It's all in the back of the car. So
great.
We can go with that.
Great. So I'm getting to that point in life where I want to start telling all my secrets.
Oh, really?
I'm still not going to give the fine little brisket secret.
I'm not sure I can take it. I've made some of those secrets with you. I don't know if I really want them all told.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Come on. Why else would people listen to a couple of idiots like us? So that's the crack fry story. I told this story a few months ago, but it's a recipe, actually. When Chef Andy Schultz was here, I think you were not here for that show.
No, I was.
And he made a wonderful chili.
Yeah, I showed up late.
He gave me a container of it to take home, and I used it on top of a Southern Mac. And I make my Southern Mac maybe like everybody, maybe like a few, I don't know. But basically, I like the big macaroni noodles. I don't boil them very long. And then I take that water that I boiled them in, and I reduce it. I mean, I dump half of it out, and I start throwing in blocks of Velveeta. And I melt that down. And
in the water?
Yeah.
Well, it just makes it a little more smooth.
You have to have water. It has to be watery because I'm going to pour this solution over the noodles, and that'll finish cooking them. If you fully cook your noodles, it's going to turn out like
they get flat.
Well, they're going to swell, and they're going to be pasty. So okay. it'll be like you've seen it before at places. And
Golden Corral.
So I do that, and I pour the cheese sauce on it. And if you want to sprinkle some bacon crumbs on it, I did. You could put some andouille on it. But then I took corn tortilla shells, and I made a cover for it.
Crushed or whole ones?
No, just whole, you know, soft. And I made a cover for it, and then I poured the chili on top of that, so it kept it from blending in with the cheese. And then I took that, and I took the four cheese blend of Mexican cheeses.
You get it
at the Spartan store.
Right.
And I just coated them with it. I just put an inch and a half blanket of that on top, and I threw it in the oven for about 20 minutes at 350. You could throw it in the smoker as well, but it was a cold, rainy day a couple months ago, and I wasn't about to fire up a smoker just for mac and cheese. But I'm telling you, I took it to my men's night at church, and I think I told you when I told this story the first time, but there were three other mac and cheese dishes there, variations.
Sure.
My pan was licked clean, and the other three had two-thirds of them still in it because once somebody had a piece, they just went back for more.
Right.
It's that good, and it's that simple.
So it's your Southern Mac with a Velveeta. Then you've got
tortilla shells.
Okay.
Then chili.
Okay.
And then shredded cheese, a mound of shredded cheese on top, and then just bake it.
No onions. Was there onions in it?
Onions in the chili.
Yeah.
You could do whatever you wanted to that cheese. Very often I'll take garlic salt on top of a coat of cheese like that, and I'll hit it with some garlic salt. Really wakes the cheese up.
Yeah.
But, oh my goodness, what a wonderful combination. I've heard people talk about chili mac and cheese before or whatever.
Right.
And I don't know what variations they did. This was just something I wanted to try, and it turned out great.
Are you talking about elbows, or there's curly, like, I think they call those, like, cavatappi or something?
The elbows.
The big elbows, too.
Yeah. There's little ones, and then there's a full size.
Right, yep.
And
don't mess around with
half size.
Oh, my
gosh. Yeah. So stinking good.
Yeah.
Not saying it was a diet dish.
No, probably wasn't, but you know what? Who cares? You had a scoop of it, and you moved on.
You're at church.
Right, yeah, right.
Sin a little.
Well, yeah. Or pray for thinness, either way, however you want to do it. But anyway, so we were going to talk a little bit about going on spring break and maybe some dishes to make while you're down there on the beach, and we didn't get to it. We took a tangent.
I think spring break's coming up real quick.
Yeah, it'll next week and the following, depending on what schools you're in. So we decided that we'd defer that to this next segment. So
gotcha. What
I want to talk about is a Cigar City Brewing has a Florida Man beer. It's a double IPA. We're going to get into that a little bit. And then Barbecue Bob's got some tricks for the hibachi on the beach. And we've covered this before, but I'm not sure since we've been with Jethro. So I wanted to bring that up and have everybody listen in, because it's an easy little package to carry with you, and it makes for a lot of fun on the beach. You're listening to Grilling Guys. Stick with us. We'll be back.
The Grilling Guys are happy to introduce Fen Valley Vineyards. Fen Valley Vineyards is the oldest family-owned winery in Michigan, located in the middle of 45 acres of vineyards carpeting the rolling hills near Lake Michigan. Fen Valley has prided itself in the production of classic European-style wines for the past 22 years. Visit their tasting rooms at the Vineyard Orinsaugatuck, Monday through Saturday, 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. On Sunday, they're open from 1 to 5. Go to fenvalley.com.
Hi, it's Shasta from Old World Olive Press. We are a Michigan-based company with stores in Rockford, Grand Rapids, Plymouth, and Birmingham. Visit our tasting rooms to sample over 50 varieties of award-winning olive oils and balsamic vinegars, carefully sourced from small-batch artisans in both hemispheres. We have cooking demonstrations and private parties to help you experience the treasures we've discovered. Step into our kitchen, downtown Rockford, and our newest location on Monroe Center, Old World Olive Press. Let us help you bring the magic into your home. Go to Old World Olive Press.
And now, back to the Grillin' Guys Show.
With the Grillin' Guys coming at you like a pit bull. We smoke butt, and it's a mitful. Shooting sauce on ribs is what men do. We like meat, and no tofu. With me and Chop, it never gets dull. The grill's so big, it's like a ship's hull.
Welcome back. You're listening to Grillin' Guys on the Grillin' Guys Talk Network. We're glad you're listening in. We spent a little bit of time in that first segment talking about the anniversary party. That's a big topic around here. Been cooking all night, and we're going to serve up some great food. If you don't have a ticket, it sucks to suck, as Bob says. But if you do, we're really looking forward to meeting you. Make sure that you stick your head in the kitchen, because Barbecue Bob and I will be in there serving up dinner, and we just want to say hi to all the listeners.
Well, and I don't know that I would even advise that, because that could be you know the layout better, but as soon as we're done serving, we're going to be out there with them anyway.
Well, yeah, but serving, I mean, we're serving from 7 to 10.
I don't see that happening.
He told me. Matt, the sales guy, said that everybody will come hungry. They sold out of food last year.
That's fine, but by 8 o'clock, the food will be
gone. You can get 200 people through there in an hour?
Well, yes. They got the bands and stuff. You eat first, then the entertainment.
I understand.
I'm not doing French fries till 10 o'clock at night.
Well, I'm telling you, people, after they've been drinking, they might want a little munchie. You never know. But you're going to be doing it for a while, brother.
I know that. Because yeah, that's okay. They have 3 big commercial deep fryers.
Double baskets. Yep, I know. I've been in there. But we don't need to light all those up, because we're not going to have that many fries. But we'll get them going.
Make up your mind. We either have a lot to make or we don't.
I'm not talking about making it. I'm talking about serving it. We're going to have this little assembly line, and you got to feed 200 people. That's going to go quick.
I think we could just kind of do a little broadcasting of them, you know, and just
chuck them
to the seagulls.
Right, yeah, exactly. I don't know. We got to plate all this stuff, too, so it'll be busy.
So these crack fries, I call them, because we used to have a place here that made something called crack fries, and they got all politically correct because somebody complained about promoting crack, which is, you know, I'm so sick of that crap. But
every plumber out of business in town?
Yeah. Anyway. I kind of made up my own version. I'm sure it's different because I haven't had one of theirs in several years, and I couldn't tell you what the profile was, but I tried to mimic it based on just my imagination, and I came up with something. And basically what I get is I go to Gordon's and I get this garlic bread seasoning. I don't know what it's intended for, if they just put oil on the bread and then sprinkle this on to make it look like butter, but it's buttery.
Well, why don't you spread butter on the bread and then sprinkle this on top?
Well, I don't know how they normally use it, but I use this for a seasoning because it's buttery and garlicky. And then I take restaurant-grade black pepper, which is the bigger stuff, and then I take the dehydrated large container of Parmesan cheese, and I mix those about evenly, 1/3, and the result is fantastic. The Parmesan really kicks it, but then I learned recently that what crack fry's secret ingredient was sugar. Oh. So you want to add some sugar to that too. So those 4 ingredients will give you maybe not a crack fry, but a fry that will make you make twice as many fries as you would have.
Right. So you're going to do this. You're going to just fry them up bare, and then you're going to do all this seasoning on them after they're cooked, right?
Of course, yep.
Yep, exactly.
Like you would do fries. Yeah. You know, instead of putting salt on, I put this blend on.
Yeah.
Which is salty, buttery, Parmesan goodness.
Goody. Sweetie. Yeah, all of those E's.
Well, and yeah. The funny thing is, the boys over at Lost Art Brewery were the ones that told me that that they finally came out and said that sugar was the secret ingredient to those crack fries.
I see. Yeah, be good. So just regular white sugar or brown
sugar?
Yeah,
that's what I'm bringing.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Yep. So I got you all the rest of that stuff that you mentioned. It's all in the back of the car. So we can go with that.
Great. So I'm getting to that point in life where I want to start telling all my secrets.
Oh, really?
I'm still not going to give the fine little brisket secret.
I'm not sure I can take it. I've made some of those secrets with you. I don't know if I really want them all told.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Come on. Why else would people listen to a couple of idiots like us? Okay. God. So that's the crack fry story. I told this story a few months ago, but it's a recipe, actually. When Chef Andy Schultz was here, I think you were not here for that show.
No, I was.
And he made a wonderful chili.
Yeah, I showed up late.
He gave me a container of it to take home, and I used it on top of a Southern Mac. And I make my Southern Mac maybe like everybody, maybe like a few, I don't know. But basically, I like the big macaroni noodles. I don't boil them very long. And then I take that water that I boiled them in, and I reduce it. I mean, I dump half of it out, and I start throwing in blocks of Velveeta. And I melt that down. And
in the water?
Yeah.
Well, just makes it a little more smooth?
You have to have water. It has to be watery, because I'm going to pour this solution over the noodles, and that'll finish cooking them. If you fully cook your noodles, it's going to turn out like...
they get flat.
Well, they're going to swell, and they're going to be pasty. So okay. it'll be like you've seen it before at places. And
Golden Corral.
So I do that, and I pour the cheese sauce on it. And if you want to sprinkle some bacon crumbs on it, I did. You could put some andouille on it. But then I took corn tortilla shells, and I made a cover for it.
Crushed or whole ones?
No, just whole, soft. And I made a cover for it, and then I poured the chili on top of that, so it kept it from blending in with the cheese. And then I took that, and I took the four cheese blend of Mexican cheeses.
You get it
at the Spartan store.
Right.
And I just coated it with it. I just put an inch and a half blanket of that on top, and I threw it in the oven for about 20 minutes at 350. You could throw it in the smoker as well, but it was a cold, rainy day a couple months ago, and I wasn't about to fire up a smoker just for mac and cheese. But I'm telling you, I took it to my men's night at church, and I think I told you when I told this story the first time, but there were three other mac and cheese dishes there, variations.
Sure.
My pan was licked clean, and the other three were... had two-thirds of them still in it, because once somebody had a piece, they just went back for more.
Right.
It's that good, and it's that simple.
So it's your Southern Mac with a Velveeta. Then you've got
tortilla shells.
Okay.
Then chili.
Okay.
And then shredded cheese, a mound of shredded cheese on top, and then just bake it.
No onions. Was there onions in it?
Onions in the chili.
Yeah.
You could do whatever you wanted to that cheese. Very often I'll take garlic salt on top of a coat of cheese like that, and I'll hit it with some garlic salt. Really wakes the cheese up.
Yeah.
But, oh, my goodness, what a wonderful combination. I've heard people talk about chili mac and cheese before or whatever.
Right.
And I don't know what variations they did. This was just... something I wanted to try, and it turned out great.
Are you talking about elbows, or there's curly, like, I think they call those, like cavatappi or something?
The elbows.
And
the big elbows, too. Yeah. There's little ones, and then there's the full size.
Right, yep.
And
don't mess around with
the half
size.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. So stinking good.
Yeah.
Not saying it was a diet dish.
No, probably wasn't, but you know what? Who cares? You had a scoop of it, and you moved on.
You're at church.
Right, yeah, right.
Sin a little.
Well, yeah. Or... pray for thinness, either way, however you want to do it. But anyway, so we were going to talk a little bit about going on spring break and maybe some dishes to make while you're down there on the beach, and we didn't get to it. We took a tangent.
I think spring break's coming up real quick.
Yeah, it'll next week and the following, depending on what schools you're in. So we decided that we'd defer that to this next segment. So
gotcha.
What I want to talk about is Cigar City Brewing has a Florida Man beer. It's a double IPA. We're going to get into that a little bit. And then Barbecue Bob's got some tricks for the Hibachi on the Beach. And we've covered this before, but I'm not sure since we've been with Jethro. So I wanted to bring that up and have everybody listen in, because it's an easy little package to carry with you, and it makes for a lot of fun on the beach. You're listening to Grilling Guys. Stick with us. We'll be back.
This is Jop from the Grilling Guys, and I want to talk to you about Garrett's Appliances, which is your one-stop shop for all your barbecue supplies, tools, grills, and smokers in West Michigan. Garrett's has grills for your outdoor kitchen. In fact, we at Home Life Outdoor Kitchens use them exclusively as our supplier for the very best equipment available. That's GarrettsAppliances.com, GarrettsAppliances.com.
We live it. Sportsman serving sportsmen. It's more than a sport, it's a way of life. Your satisfaction's been our name since 59, been at the top of our game. We stand behind our name. We live it, we love it. Allen Bob Sports. Sportsman serving sportsmen.
Grilling Guy.
Hey, welcome back. You are listening to Grilling Guys. We appreciate you tuning in this week. We've kind of been all over the map, but we're we're prepping for this birthday party tonight, and we'll cover more of that in the last segment.
We'll just blame the Florida man.
Right, yeah.
But I want to add, we're really looking forward to meeting you all, because so far what we've met at Jethro has been a few of the managers and, of course, owner and Conrad. And between segments, Conrad has us laughing pretty hard.
Right.
I mean, it's just great working with Conrad. And you said that before.
Bromance. Bromance.
Well, it's so different. I mean,
right.
We've been with the big national companies, and now we've got a Michigan radio company and a legendary country disc jockey.
Right.
Do they still call him that?
Yeah, sure. Why not?
That's a big disc if you were riding it. I'm just saying that right now.
Hey.
I started playing 45, scratched up 45s up in Boyne City.
Really? So, really?
Yeah. Are you guys on in Boyne City?
Yeah, we are now.
We were, but the Michigan Talk Network, I got to get back onto some of those stations, because we have to promote it ourselves.
This is a
Kool-Aid stand.
I got you. Yeah, long time ago, but Boyne City, you guys are going to go over big in northern Michigan, because the amount of grilling that you're doing is what those guys are doing.
Well, we used to have a great big station up there that covered all of northern Michigan, but
COVID was a crazy deal.
No, they came up with their own Saturday morning show.
Oh,
and okay. I think it's tanking, but I don't wish them any.
We're gonna be the Phoenix guys. We're gonna rise out of the ashes.
Well, don't you like the low ash?
Right. Yeah. Right.
You said ash. Yeah. I'm sure. Yeah.
Short legged women always loved them. Always loved them. Married one of them.
Family program.
Well, rising from the ashes, that is something we do
daily. Right, yeah. Exactly. Right.
So what I wanted to talk to Conrad about on the break and we'll talk now, since we blew right through it, is you should be planting a garden this year if you have the ability, because our supply chain, in case you haven't noticed, it's broken. And I'm a big produce buyer. I love my meat, but I spend half of the time when I'm at I love going to Forestville Foods.
Right.
And when I'm in there, and they have a beautiful
produce area.
Beautiful.
Yep.
It's just top notch. And I think they're part of D&W or something. So D&W always has gorgeous produce too. But I'm really picky on the produce. I don't want to see a bunch of brown stuff, and I want to see lots of everything. Because I'm an American.
You know, I think you guys need to go to a farmer's market.
We love those when they're in.
Yeah, that's true. It's not quite season yet, but it's coming up.
I mean, we love those when they're in. But where I'm going is the vegetables. The way things are looking right now, I just see lots of supply problems, and it seems to be getting worse. So I'm not going to take any chances. I'm going to double down on my garden area and make it really big. I have hydration out there and everything. And I mean, Why not? I love that. Nobody grows tomatoes as good as my wife does.
See,
they're so good.
The challenge I have with that is the seasonal bounty, tomatoes. You got no tomatoes until you have tomatoes, and then when you have tomatoes, you have wheelbarrows full of tomatoes.
Time out.
I'm more of a fresh guy. I don't know how to can anything.
Right. No, you could easily. Your wife could. She could teach you. But here's the deal. You can smoke those things. Roasted tomatoes are fantastic. Mm. Then can them.
No, I understand. I'm not saying that I don't like the tomatoes. It's just that I go all of April, May, June, and July with no tomatoes. In August, they come in, and they're coming out your ears, and you get sick of them. When I grew up, my dad had a huge garden, and that was the way we lived. But
he's
watching
you right now.
I understand.
Yeah. So if you don't put up a huge garden.
I think Bob is talking about
I'm not dissing your
tomatoes so that if there's a supply chain issue in the fall or next winter or whatever, you go to the pantry.
Yeah, and there's one right now. And personally, I mean, when we do that chili cook-off, what do I buy? Tons of canned tomatoes.
Right. Yep.
And I usually get a bunch of old tomatoes from the produce department that they're going to chuck.
Right.
Because I like smoking those wrinkled up tomatoes.
Right. You're going to wrinkle them anyway, take the skin off, and they're just full of flavor.
It's like looking in the mirror for me.
Right, I understand. I wasn't going to say that, but,
I had to beat you. Yeah. So what do you do? Well, if you're going to do this, it's really easy. If you don't have good black dirt on your soil, don't worry about it on your land. You can buy a bag. You can buy a bag of real estate.
Right,
and it's like $6 at Ace Hardware.
Right, might have a little extra fertilizer mixed in with it.
It sometimes does.
Yeah,
but then you get these little biodegradable cups.
They're like a pressed cardboard.
Yeah.
Yep, I know what you're talking about.
And I think I've got 50 of them going right now in my garage on the south wall by the windows, and because the sun's coming in there, and then the other window has some bigger trays with lettuce already going, and it's just cool. It only takes me a couple hours to get it set up, and then it takes me 2 minutes a day to put some water on them.
Right.
And it's so easy. And then when I know that the frost is done, I'm going to till up a bigger area of my lawn, the part where I can't grow grass very well.
But it'll grow vegetables?
Well, because I'm going to run the underground over there.
Okay.
And it'll, you know, if you have sandy soil, you can grow potatoes beautifully, but you still have to have water.
Right.
And I'm going to put some potatoes in, but you can grow anything in that loamy soil. You just have to hydrate it a little bit more.
Right.
So I have these soaker hoses, and then I have them going to the vineyard, and I have another spike going off to that little garden area. Well, I'm just going to put a big fenced-in garden behind that.
Yeah, how's that go with the rabbits? You live in the woods.
Well, I'm going to put a really good fence up around it now.
Yeah.
Because the woodchucks and all that stuff.
Chicken wire.
Yeah.
Kinda, you know.
Right.
Well, without my dog, with Zeus gone, all the critters figured it out.
Right. They're back.
The dude's gone.
Yeah.
The skunk wants to
go. A dog I can loan you. I got two now. My dog has a dog.
Yeah. Oh, pity. So anyway, so you get these starts, and now's the time to do it. Because they have to be going for about 4 weeks or so. And by then, we'll be out of the frost
danger. Yeah, it'll be end of April, and the frost will be gone.
Yep.
And, you know, I've never put out, till Memorial Day, I never put out the annual flowers because it seems like we have one frost sometime in mid to late April.
And you could.
But you just watch the weather, and you just cover that stuff, right?
And if you do, you just get your Florida man here.
Right, send him back with a little heat. Yep, it's all good.
You've got all these little potters, and get some sort of a soaker hose if you can, and then you get a timer that's battery powered that goes on your spigot, and that you can even get like the splitter.
Yeah.
So you put the timer on, and I have a splitter. You can put splitters on splitters. You can run as many hoses off this thing as you want because the soaker hose
doesn't use a lot of water.
No.
Right.
No, and it's just a black hose that sweats.
Yeah.
And I'm telling you, man, it's very cool. So you run these things up and down each aisle and just know where they're at so you don't, like, take your hoe to it or something.
Right, right. If you're weeding your garden.
Yeah, that hoe.
So what are you growing? You're going to grow peppers, I'm assuming, tomatoes?
I have peas, carrots.
Lettuce, turnip, and pea?
Green onions. And carrots, peas, beans, green onions, romaine lettuce. And one other thing. But I'm going to get
tomatoes.
And tomatoes, thank you. And I'm going to get some more. And I got the beefsteak tomatoes. I always tend to like those the best.
Yeah, about the size of a softball. Yeah, those are good. Those daddies are good.
Burgers and BLTs.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
so,
absolutely.
I mean, if I can successfully grow all of those, what I'm thinking about is putting in a little corn because I love sweet corn. But Heidi's Market has the best bread and butter, not bread and butter, what do they call it? Peaches and cream or something like that?
Yep. It's the blue,
cookies
yellow
and cream.
And it's a yellow and white ones.
Their corn's so really good. Why am I going to try and grow it?
Right. And, you know, there you can go there and buy bushels of it for. And corn takes up a lot of room.
And I'll entice the deer into leaning over the fence because they're already doing it.
Yeah.
Yeah, without Zeus around, they're getting those doe are pretty ballsy around my house.
Yeah, right. Yeah. That's because you don't hunt them enough.
I can't kill my own.
Right. No, I get it. I get it very much so. Well, hey, you know what? Thanks for tuning in to The Grilling Guys. We really hope you get out to the birthday party tonight at the Neil Fonger American Legion.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
7 o'clock, doors open. Come see us.
If they've got tickets, they already know that.
Right.
So here's what they might not know. You can get our podcast on thegrillingguys.com.
Yep.
And we've got it fixed now so that it's updating faster. I got some messages from some guys saying, you know, it hadn't updated in a while. Well, there was a little bug with Podbean and a few of those different podcasters. So we'll send it to your phone for free. You can go on our website, thegrillingguys.com, and find all of our recipes. And we love the fact that you're out there.
All right. Thanks for listening in. We'll talk with you next week.